This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, honestly being part of the conversation, okay? And be part of that conversation. Don't just sit there drooling all over the side of your mouth. Get involved, get engaged. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lot going on up there. I mean, a whole bunches. And, you know, once you do that, frankly, you can fill in, what is it? It's not even a form. Just give me your email address. There's nothing to fill in. Just put your email address in there. We send out a newsletter once a week. Give you an idea on what's going on. Right? I mean, just simple stuff. And if you want to unsubscribe, you click one button and you unsubscribe. You can sign up for text messaging. So just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. It lets you know what's going on. We let you know when the show is going to start. Hey, you can ignore it, you can kill it, you can press stop, whatever it takes. But at least you get informed, you get engaged. There's just too many places that the social media giants are hurting us. You know, and frankly, last but not least, you can donate. That's right, there's a donate button on the site. Helps us. I need some new shirts, right? So help me get some new shirts. Just donate. Yeah, skip one coffee and put the $5 in the till. It's really that simple. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. All right. I love this one. Medieval diseases are spreading in Los Angeles, and I mean medieval diseases. And it has nothing to do with anti-vaxxers. Because, you know, that's the first place they're going to go, anti-vaxxers. It's written by a good friend, Tom Borelli. He's a good guy. I like him. You know, his wife, Denine. She gets all the attention. Americans don't have to look as far as Venezuela to see the massive failure of a government capable of delivering the basics. Think about that. We can't even take care of people at the basic level. And now we're going to give, you know, we're going to give everybody health care. Right. That's one way to wipe out a third of the country. Matter of fact, the ones that believe in it, that really love the government, they're the ones that will go first. I guarantee it. Because you won't put up a stink. You won't fight back. The government's there to help. Anyway. A brief look at California shows how twisted priorities of the Democrat political leadership are creating a dangerous environment for residents of the Golden State. Now, while combating climate change remains a top priority for Gavin Newsom, Democrat, actually on that same bandwagon is Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. The streets of California are filled with homeless camps, garbage, disease. You know, I had to go down to L.A. about a month ago or something like that. Couldn't even park in open spaces because of the human feces and the junk and the papers and the needles all along the curb. There was no way I was taking that home with me, stuck in my tires. In a throwback to medieval times, Los Angeles is facing an infectious disease epidemic, right? They're caused by flea-borne diseases linked to rat-infested streets. Los Angeles County Department of Public Health issued a health service alert because there's an outbreak of typhus, flea-borne typhus, in the homeless population. Now, somehow that'll be our fault. Well, I mean, you watch. It'll be the conservatives' fault. The Democrats will take no responsibility, they never do, for any of this. They just won't do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A month later, Deputy City Attorney Liz Greenwood was diagnosed with typhus, which she claims came from fleas carried by rats that are infested City Hall and an adjacent building. She works right there in the little cluster of buildings. She's been working down there forever. Now, she filed a $5 million lawsuit against the city claiming that she contracted typhus because the mayor and others in the city government didn't clean up garbage on nearby streets. Now, that allowed the rats to flourish. That allowed human feces. I mean, all kinds of stuff happening. Blah. The typhus found in Los Angeles is called murine typhus. It's caused by a bacteria called, I'm not going to try. The infection occurs when infected flea feces enters a person's body through a cut or the eyes. Rats and other small animals carry the fleas into the area in close proximity to humans where the exposure occurs, and then the symptoms include fever, headache, joint and muscle, well, I thought that was old age, joint and muscle pain, and it's cured by antibiotics. If typhus is untreated, it can result in serious injury to the organs. Now, citing the California Department of Health, the local television source reported a new record of 124 cases of typhus in Los Angeles County. That was in 2018. This is now 19. In a related public health matter, the Central Division Station of Los Angeles Police Department had a rodent problem. Other health-related issues, it was fined 6 violations by the California Department of Industrial Relations. The department was faulted, and this is really funny. Think about this. A government entity paid in tax money finds another government entity paid in tax money whose fine money goes back into the coffers it originally came out of. I want you to think, if that isn't a round robin, I don't know what is. The department was faulted for not having a program to exterminate and control rats, fleas, roaches, gnats, mosquitoes, because, you know, you should find a police department who's already operating on a shoestring budget. That makes so much sense. God, is this government? I mean, seriously, think about this. Is this government? Just, what they got? They got the IQ of a gnat. All right, since we're working at that level, an IQ of a flea or a gnat. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. free Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I know there's 3,000 other shows you could watch, but you've chosen this one, which tells me just what a high IQ my listeners must have. Anyway, I do appreciate your time. Let me bring him in. Mark Sutherland has joined me. He's a film producer, political commentator. He's based in what they lovingly refer to as across the pond. And, Mark, thanks for joining me tonight.
Absolute pleasure, Joe. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Now, you've had some excitement over there over the last few days, and Theresa May being the biggest excitement because she has decided to step down.
I think you've got that wrong, actually. I think we've had bigger excitement. The bigger excitement being that we've had the absolute pleasure of having your president over. I think that's been the bigger excitement.
Well, I thought you'd be excited about the fact that she finally decided to leave on her own and you weren't going to have to drag her out kicking and screaming.
You're absolutely right. I'm ecstatic over that. You're absolutely right. She left it far too long and should have gone months ago. But no, she's gone. She saw through the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, looked Mr. Trump in the eye. Most probably was extremely embarrassed over the fact that does she have to talk about whether our spy agencies helped to spy on the Trump campaign? Maybe she didn't bring that subject up. Maybe the president did. Who knows? But someone has to.
Yeah, no, I think it was great. I think that I don't know enough about your politics. I will tell you that I tell Xander the same thing when he's on the show. I love your parliament, okay? I love the snotty remarks they make. I like the deep-cutting wit they have. I just think it's wonderful.
Well, but it's really interesting because then you allude to something. And yes, there is no doubt about it as fantastic, witty comments. But the big issue is, as we found out recently, or some of us have known for a long time, I don't mean that in a big-headed way, is we do our research. Fundamentally, it doesn't have any power because we are in the European Union. It doesn't have any power. As I've said sarcastically on a number of times, the model of our Westminster Parliament in Legoland, I think, has far more power than the real thing because we gave over the sovereignty of our nation in 1973. That's why there's been such a fight. That's why there is, you know, complete disdain for Mrs. May by ignoring we are a democracy, you are a constitutional republic, but ignoring our democratic decision of 17,410,723 people to leave the EU with a majority of over a million. That's why there is a lot of anger, Joe, and a complete mistrust of our parliamentary system. And also, that's why for a number of us it was a delight to see your president over, because of course, you know, he's not a perfect human being, and nor are you and I. But the issue is that he was elected and he is doing exactly what he said he would be elected for. I will be doing this, that and the other, those policies, and that's what he is doing. Over here, our politicians are voted in, and then they ignore what they said, what they put in their manifestos. If you take our previous election in 2017, the Tory Party and the Labour Party have ignored what they promised to the public, which is that they would deliver Brexit. Our big issue was is that Mrs. May's deal would leave us, it would have left us as a nation vacuous. In other words, we would have left in name only, paying the EU £39 billion for the privilege of that. And as Bostad, you know, I mean, it's a joke.
Mark, there's a lot of, believe it or not, there's a lot of people that still don't understand that, you know, they think, well, what are you talking about? England is a sovereign nation. France is a sovereign nation. Italy's a sovereign. Well, not really. Because when you're at the EU, in an American or English terms here, I won't say English, but American terms, it's almost like the EU is a federal government, because it's even though you come up with something in England or you pass a law in England, explain to people the fact that if it rubs the EU the wrong way or it doesn't fit in there on their board, they can deny you that right to make your own laws, can't they?
Yes, they can, because basically in 1973 we joined, and the whole of, just quickly without sounding too boring, but the history of Europe started in 1923, designed by two people, Jean Monnet and Arthur Sauter, and that where they would create the federal states of Europe, copying your federal states, what they wanted to mimic. But there's a key difference. is that each individual country that joined would lose the democracy of their nation treaty by treaty, but that would not be officially explained to the people. And two incredible people, Richard North, Christopher Booker, wrote a book called The History of Europe and the Great Deception, and I have the privilege to know them. And if you read that book and you are English and you are a patriot and you believe in nation states, then steam comes out of your ears, because Ted Heath, who took us in, knew that in 1973 we lost the sovereignty of our nation, and it was given the illusion of that, and that over time, where treaty by treaty, like Rome, Maastricht, Lisbon, you know, there it defined a European constitution, but the people are not explained that, and that's why there is this huge row within the political elite, because you vote for something and they turn around and go, no, we don't like that, we'd like you to vote again. At this rate, they'd want the best of three. It's a joke.
Yeah, and people don't realize that you don't have that kind of power, that you kind of lost that. And that's what Brexit was all about, is that the country wanting to take back their sovereignty. And, you know, what I thought was really funny is after, when you voted that in, what we heard over here continually was that the Brits were duped, that you were given the wrong information, you weren't getting given enough information to vote properly, and that's why you voted it in. And I think, personally, that was the first step in Europe to more of a more nationalist governments. I think Trump has poked France, England, Italy, Australia. You're seeing more and more positive nationalism. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. The fight is not between the left and the right. The fight is between nationalism and globalism. It's between people that believe in sovereign national governments. And of course, and unfortunately, on the left, they believe in one big globalist, one world government loving. You know, that is what they actually want. And you're right, by the voting in of Scott Morrison in Australia is really good news. I think Denmark have just gone into another sort of socialist centrist direction.
Well, Mark, we are capitalists at this event here, at this show, so we're going to go for a quick break, try to make a few dollars. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. We've got them live from across the pond. We're getting some insight as to what's going on in the UK. We'll be right back.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump tweeting Friday night that a deal has been signed with Mexico to avoid tariffs that were set to start Monday. The State Department will release the details of the agreement, but Mr. Trump announced Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration. The U.S. and Russian militaries have accused each other of unsafe actions after an American guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer nearly collided in the Philippine Sea. Former Navy Secretary Ray Mabus.
This could have been just catastrophic because you're going at high speeds. You've got an American ship that's trying to recover a helicopter. You've got a Russian ship that is going really fast, closing on the American ship, and people could have died.
In a video taken from the American ship obtained by CNN, the two ships come so close that Russian sailors can be seen appearing to sunbathe on the stern of their vessel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the being involved, being engaged, being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back to my guest. He's coming to us live from across the pond. Mark Sutherland is with us. He's a film producer, political commentator, and in the middle of it all this week, with President Trump being there, Theresa May stepping down, and Mark, thanks for being with us. Thanks for staying up and being with us. I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. The matchsticks are doing their job, Joe.
Well, you know, so again, I won't say I love your form of government, but I do love the way that they pound things out there. And not afraid to discuss with each other in the open. I think we're way too civil here, frankly. And you and I were talking about something during the break, and one of my fears, and I'll bring it back to that, it's probably still a little sore, that whole Revolutionary War thing, where I always say the same thing. If we play by the British rules, if we play by the Marcus of Queensberry rules, we're going to lose because they're playing guerrilla warfare. And until we decide not to be gentlemen, until we decide to actually fight this thing, we may keep losing little battles here and there. Do you agree with that at all?
I agree with you. I think on our side, you know, and I count myself as an American abroad because I'm a big supporter of your president. And the other thing is that people need to understand, especially over here, is that the office of the President of the United States has always been seen as leader of the free world. And that's really, really important. People are forgetting that. The other thing is, I think on our side of things, Joe, you're right. I think we are too polite. And we have to take the fight to them. And we have to, you know, we know our facts. And I know we're too busy working and trying to keep them in benefits or whatever. But the fact is that we need to know our stuff. We do know our stuff, and we have to take it to them. It's interesting what you say about our parliament. In many ways, it's been a joke, because people like myself and others have woken up to the fact that the real power is not within parliament, it is within the EU. That's why we voted to leave, and that this sort of bureaucracy tyranny, this tyrannical bureaucracy, is getting worse and worse and worse. Before we voted to leave, we haven't left yet, come to that in a minute, but before we voted to leave, they then denied that there was going to be an EU army and all this kind of thing. That's what Macron is now putting forward on speed. You know,
But he has an EU army. Isn't that what the UN was for?
don't start you and I on that. As I'm looking at Bill Jasper's book, Step by Step, Global Tyranny, Step by Step, and written in 1992, in which he talks about that. And he talks about, this is what's really interesting. At the end of the Second World War, and Bill raises this in his book, at the end of the Second World War, we all, you know, our history books remember the Marshall Plan. It wasn't General Marshall's plan. It was Jean Monnet's plan, one of the architects of the EU. And he gave it to General Marshall, so General Marshall could then own it for himself and look good. In other words, the planning of this, as I said, had been in the motion since 1923. Mm-hmm. And then from 1954 began to get it, with the fact that the Germans and the French amalgamated their process of being able to make steel. So they then amalgamated, so they then couldn't make weapons to, you know, actually fire at each other anymore. This has been in play for a long time, and the British people have been duped. I'll give you another interesting little fact. In 1968, we made a decision to change our currency from, like, traditional English pounds with beautiful coins and stuff like that, and to bring it in line with the European currency. It was decimalisation, is what we did. And that was made in 1968. We became decimalised in 1971, and we joined the EU in 1973. Do not tell me that they were planning this, because they were, since 1955, when we had a little fracas with you called Suez, and your then president was a little bit upset with us because we didn't inform you the fact that we were going in to back the Israelis, etc. So it's, you know, when we had that book that called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. It is a conspiracy. It's true. We lost the democracy of this nation, and every other person that's joined is the same. And you're right, it's centralized, because it's like the Fourth Reich. And for me to even say that is offensive to so many people. And having just celebrated the 75th anniversary of D-Day, you then wonder who actually has won the war.
Well, I got to tell you something. I got a chuckle, and maybe I totally misunderstood this. You can help me understand. Is that they did a picture 75 years later of the Allies from World War II. And the thing that kind of confused me, because, you know, I'm not the brightest guy in the room. I don't have a college degree or anything like that. But Angela Merkel was in the picture, and I said, "Hey, yo." You know they were the enemy. They were not an ally. What is he doing in the picture?
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
All right. Maybe I misunderstood the meaning of the picture. If they wanted to do then and now, I would understand that. I could understand that.
Maybe she was just an interloper enjoying the fact that she had won. I don't know.
I thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And they were.
Go ahead.
No, go on. Sorry, Joe.
That's all right. Well, I was thinking about the Trump, and, you know, so Trump shows up there, and he's booed by a small group of people. I said this to you before. I think this is hilarious that, you know, London being one of the, you know, one of the biggest cities in Europe, and you see this, for all intents and purposes, small group of protesters, and that was all the news here could focus on, is that he was being protested when he was there. And they had that balloon of him or what have you. And then they have de Blasio show. What do they have him in a king uniform or something? I mean, I don't get it. The guy that only won because the other side didn't show up. Other than that, he had no business being there. But go ahead.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, there was a protest, but I don't think it wasn't as big as, you know, the protesters would like to make out. And, of course, the Trump blimp went up. My claim to fame is that I have actually stood next door to that blimp. I will share you the photograph one day. I must be one of the only Trump supporter until the person actually stabbed it who's actually been near it with my views, and that's another long story. But no, the blimp came down, and then of course, you know, Mr. Trump called our mayor, you know, Sadiq Khan, a stone cold loser. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, it was priceless. You know, his coming into Northolt and all the tweet battles start, and the mayor of London, instead of actually focusing on the fact that our stabbing crimes have gone up, robberies have gone up, gun crime has gone up, is just deciding to have a tweeting battle with the president of the United States, our biggest ally, you idiot. And at the same, because he actually wants to be leader of the Labour Party, this is what this is all about. It's all about him. And as an interesting little caveat there, there was an article written by Andrew Gilligan in The Spectator last April, in which he said, has anyone noticed how appalling he is? I have. And the fact that he actually writes his own press releases, it seems as though that he and Justin Trudeau in Canada have come out of the same school. They have, because they're all left of stupidity. That's the key issue. So you're writing your own press releases going, I'm really, really good. No, you're really, really bad. And, you know, even your old friend and mine, Piers Morgan, he gave a very, very good interview with the president when he was over here. Hopefully he's sorted out his gun control issues, and what Piers has. And then he wrote a fantastic article actually defending having a go at Sadiq Khan and saying how disgusted he was by all the negativity towards President Trump. So,
wow.
I personally think, yeah, it's really interesting. I personally think the president has played an absolute blinder, you know.
Well, no, I agree with you. And I think, look at, when you have Piers Morgan make that kind of a turn, he's either on very heavy medication or he's come to his senses, one of the two. But we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You know, I'm surprised that feminists don't go crazy with this song. Barry White had to be the biggest sexist slash misogynist known in the music business. Oh, it's the voice. All right, excuse me. What do I know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with us so much. And I really do appreciate it. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows that you could be listening to, but you tune into this one. I like to believe it shows me what a high IQ you have. Mark Sutherland joins us. He's a film producer, political commentator, having a great conversation with him tonight. He's coming to us live from across the pond. Always appreciate the time you guys join us. Thanks for being with me, Mark.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Joe. It really is. It's good to have this to and fro and inform you of what is really going on amongst the disgusting press that is out there, sir.
In your life, did you ever really believe that, you know, I could conceive of pockets of left press in the U.S. I could conceive of something like that. I know where they're coming from. I know the schools they're coming out of. But, my God, the virus is global. The liberal press virus is global. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and it's been in the making for a very long time. For some of us, we'd say for a good 100 years, you know. It's shocking. We have a, and I'm doing a lot of investigating about this now, and there's a real expert we have over here by a man called Brian Gerrish, who's done so much work into this. We have a group called Common Purpose. They were founded in 1989 by Julia Middleton, and basically it's the left-wing equivalent of like secret society, like the Masons, but Common Purpose, the Communist Party, and they run neuro-linguistic programming sessions, I joke not, and they do a lot of management training inside the BBC. Now you begin to put the jigsaw pieces together. It's absolutely horrendous. And the head of the Metropolitan Police Commission, police commissioner in London, is a member of Common Purpose. I mean, I could go on, but it's insidious. And what it's done, it's invaded our civil service. So the civil service, you see, you can relate to this in 1776. This is our moment. You were at war with us. We are, you know, in the king. We are now at war with our own governing class, yep, with our own government. I would never have dreamed of being in this situation ever. And you raise that, the fact that there is this lefty, elitist mantle turning around and going, no, we don't want you. We know what's best for you. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. So we are at war. And what I am, even though it sounds a bit daft to say, I am very grateful that our swamp is also being revealed. You have a deep swamp. That's being revealed. And like with the Mueller report, excuse me, I alluded to this. This goes all the way back to, you know, this ex-MI6 person, Christopher Steele. Actually, you're always once a spy, always a spy. The dossier paid by Hillary Clinton on behalf of the DNC, a complete and utter pack of lies. That came from this country because people didn't want President Trump in, because they, as Dick Morris recently said, it might have been about, you know, NATO and also the EU and all this kind of thing. No, we are at war, and it's an information war. You're absolutely right, but I will say this. Even Acosta from CNN and CNN had to admit that President Trump's state visit to the UK was an absolute success. They might have choked on their donut and coffee by saying that, but they actually had to say it. They had to admit it, that it was a success. So we have a huge swamp to drain. You are doing your best to drain your swamp. And in 1945, when Churchill lost the government and the Attlee government came in, there was a phrase that came about that said that the man in Whitehall knows best, a civil servant. And we have got that. They've been running the country since 1973. We've forgotten how to run our own country. And all these civil servants, you know, like people like Ollie Robbins, who have negotiated how we lead the EU on the EU's behalf, a gentleman when he was at university would write papers on bestowing the delights of Stalin. I joke not. We then got another guy who's head of the civil service called Mark Sedwill, who thinks he wants to be the prime minister. They're unelected.
I'm gonna interrupt you. Go back to Churchill, right?
Don't worry.
Here's a guy who lost. Now, how did he lose? He helped your country, you know, come out of a situation where you guys could be speaking German today. How was it that he lost that election? I mean, is this something we don't know? I mean, all the books have written about this, but you're there.
Well, I think I wasn't born then. I might feel as though I was. But in 19, I think the mood was on a human level was the fact that we were tired. We'd had enough. People had had enough of, you know, of all that had gone on, and Attlee and all the government had must have promised various things. I mean, in some ways, I'm sorry, I'm slightly ignorant on it on one level, and I agree with you. How could that suddenly turn? I say as a Bible believing Christian, and to me, the Israel is the center of things. The whole of world history revolves around that nation prophetically, and some of the things that Churchill has said alluded to along that line. And I also believe as a nation we were judged in the fact that we didn't put forward the Balfour Agreement of 1918, or just before that, 1917, I think. They are all in that mix from a spiritual point of view, and that's not a comfortable subject for some people. But I believe that passionately. You know, as Scripture says, if you bless my people, bless my nation, I will bless you. If you curse it, I will curse you. So there are very strong parallels. I think that was also in the mix as well, Joe.
Yeah, it was funny because I'm not one that remembers dates and times a lot, but I was reading an article about the fall of the Russian czars and some of the comments made in some of the minor speeches. But one of the czars, I can't remember which one of them was, said, "The problem is we've forgotten about God."
Mm-hmm.
All right, which I thought was interesting coming, you know, when you're at that power level and you don't give him that credit. He said, "Our problem is we forgot about God," which I thought was amazing.
And absolutely.
You see that all through Europe today. I mean, and again, I joke with you during the break, and I commented for real, is that here's a place. You look at the beauty of Christianity all through France and Greece and Italy, and what happened? Now they're just pretty buildings on something that was built about somebody or something that just didn't exist.
Because the EU is an atheist construct. It doesn't want to believe in God within its bureaucratic framework. You take I think the Strasbourg building is based on the Tower of Babel picture to me, you know, and we know what happened there. Various people will deny that and stuff like that. As an institution, it has never been properly audited. Okay? This is why it's so appalling. And you're right, there is no mention of that. We remember the Reformation, etc. We remember the history of how your great nation was founded by the Puritans leaving Europe because of persecution and then sailing west. That's the truth of it. I mean, there's a very good book, or someone alluded to the fact that America was God's gift to the Protestants, something that I need, you know, get hold of that book and look at. Yes, in regard to, you know, you can see how that begins to work out. But no, we are in a dreadful, dreadful state. It's as though they want the outward form of religion, but they do not want to actually have that living relationship with God, that God exists and is real.
Well, two quick questions for you, right? One is the mayor of London. How does he... I'm at a mind loss with de Blasio, how he keeps getting reelected, but how did the mayor of London, how did Khan get elected to begin with? Are you that much of a majority Muslim?
Well, you could say within London, yes. And also you've then got a bunch of lefty thinking people that turn around and go, it'd be really great to have this particular individual in power. Not forgetting completely that this is a man that defended, tried to get Louis Farrakhan into the UK when he was a human rights lawyer. So let's just say that there are lots of smoke and mirrors. He did, if you look it up. I'm not making that up.
No, I
didn't
look
that up.
Crazy stuff.
You know, I mean, it's because people don't do their research or they just think,
I agree.
You know, this would be fantastic.
So last but not least, real quick, because we have about 30 seconds left. In the United States today, it was donut day. Okay, so it's customary to go out and eat as many donuts as you can. Do you have do you have crumpet day or something like that? Does that work?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we might have bagel day, but I think we're trying to avoid that. It's not good for our diet.
Yeah. Mark, a pleasure. Thank you for being on with me tonight. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us.
Thank you, Joe. The pleasure's mine. Thank you very much.
All right, people, come back next hour. We're going to talk about students who actually think that being a communist or following communist China would be a better government than the one we have now. Are we screwed or what? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back.